Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, don't forget, you can get one of my bubble cuddle blankets from Cozy Earth and be just like I am, even though I think my wife stole it for good. I let her use it Sunday for nap stuff, and then I think it's gone.
Bad idea.
Hadn't seen it since.
No. But you can get anything else from Cozy Earth with the discount of 41% off, because I'm their number one influencer. 41% off. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and then use the promo code TJ to get that big 41% off discount. And remember, if you're like Miss Carol, Lindsay's mama, you want that that bubble cuddle blanket because you don't want no knockoffs, because they already have holes in them when their friends got knockoffs.
Don't do it.
So this lady is a little bit hard to understand, but she is talking about the things, the one thing that she has to do just to make it through life. And so many people, I think, can relate to this. She's a little hard to understand, so we'll translate afterward what she said in case you need it.
And see me, I don't care how hard life gets.
So you see me, I don't care how hard life gets.
I could be struggling, hanging on by an eyelash. I'm going to take me a nap. Want my head scoffed.
She's in the car. Yes, ma'am. In the car, she said, I don't care. I could be hanging on by an eyelash, but I'm going to take me a nap. Wear my head scarf at. She's looking for it to take a nap in the car right there.
Love that.
You're a nap in the car guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If I'm early for an appointment or something and I don't have time to go home and then back and whatever, I'll go early and sit in the parking lot and take a nap.
Absolutely.
That's wild.
Like an old man.
Do you find your headscarf first?
Yeah. Or my headscarf. It's not as it's not as good for, I don't think, for women to do that. You know, you leave yourself vulnerable asleep in a car in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like you're on drugs. That's what, if I walk up and I see somebody sleeping in the car, I'm like, oh, on drugs.
Yeah, but if but if you saw me, you just think, oh, that old man's waiting on his wife to come out of the store.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That's what I would think.
You sit in the driver's seat and do it?
Yeah.
You don't move seat. You don't go to the back or anything.
What if you went to the back and laid down?
That's what I'm picturing.
Have a blanket back there.
Yeah. I would love that.
Wear my headscarf.
My headscarf. Or my bubble cuddle blanket.
Yeah, so, and I have to set an alarm because I'll fall asleep hard.
Yeah.
Just, you know, that's sitting crazy there in the truck.
You can fall asleep in a truck, but you can't fall asleep in a beautiful, adjustable bed.
Well, I think it's a chicken and egg thing. You know, if I'm not sleeping much in the nice bed, that's when I want to take a nap in the truck.
Yeah.
But the conditions are different. You know, it's no pressure to fall asleep in the truck. It just happens.
You pass out more than take a nap.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
You know how that is.
Yeah.
You've never done it, Riggins, taking a nap in the car?
I don't think so.
I mean, while you're not driving.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think
so. He's done it behind the wheel. Yeah.
Plenty of times.
But that is such a, like Jody's grandfather, one of her grandfathers used to do that. And he wouldn't even, I don't even know why he was going to the store with the grandmother, because she drove and he didn't go in. So he'd just get in the passenger seat for the ride and then sit in the parking lot in the passenger seat and sleep. It wasn't even like he was off and going to swoop in and pick her up to save a little time when she came out of the door. I'm like, stay home.
Yeah, yeah, really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? And she wasn't nice to him anyway, so it was nothing but just her nagging at him the whole time.
It's exhausting.
Like, yeah. Maybe he was just trying to pass out where he couldn't hear her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get in a coma.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, there are some things that that I ponder that usually if I say them aloud to someone, I get a reaction of you're weird, who even thinks of that kind of thing, you know, that sort of stuff. So a lot of times I'll think about things, and even though I think that it's a perfectly an interesting question I may have about life or whatever, or some knowledge that I have, a lot of times I keep it in because I don't want to let people know my truth. My truth, my lived experience, all of the other woke buzzwords. But okay, so they say that one of the symptoms of schizophrenia is hearing voices in your head, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever wonder what happens when someone has been deaf their entire life and they're schizophrenic? They can't hear voices.
Yeah.
Right.
But they still have the schizophrenia part of it.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I looked it up.
Yeah. What is it?
I was going to say.
And they said that many of them report seeing like mutilated hands signing the stuff to them.
Oh, interesting.
Mutilated. That's scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Wow.
Poor things.
Huh?
Yeah. That, yeah.
Now, that, if, I said, if I said that and my wife were in the room, she would. You? Who even thinks about that? That is so weird. You need to get off that crime. You need to stop watching crime. That's why you can't sleep. It's just like anything she disagrees with me about, she attributes that to whatever problem I may have in other aspects of life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you can't sleep right there, because you're just thinking about stupid stuff like that.
Stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I love how she words it like you're on drugs. You need to get off that crime.
You got to figure out how to stop all that crime watching. You know, got crime it. Shows.
That'll fix everything.
Oh, man.
But we've started watching. I know we're behind on this. There's a lot of people already watch this and love it. That show, Kim's Convenience.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's a Canadian sitcom about a Korean family that owns a convenience store, and it is hilarious.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it's on the Netflix.
I need to look at that.
And she can barely control herself from all the laughing that she's doing during this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if she likes it, I want to check it out.
I do too.
I like lighthearted.
Yeah, I do too.
I need lighthearted.
Me too. That's where I came up with the question about the deaf people, the deaf schizophrenics.
Oh, that show is what?
No.
Oh,
just I like lighthearted things.
Oh, lighthearted.
He's trying to bring a little lighthearted conversation. You
with
know?
Mutilated hands.
Yeah, you weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's onto something.
Here's the thing. Evidently, I'm not the only one to ever wonder about that, because there are reports on it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, hey, what do you hear?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't hear anything, you've never heard a voice, what goes on in your head?
It actually makes perfect sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just never thought about it. You know,
yeah.
I don't watch crime.
You know what doesn't make sense is when people say, I thought to myself. You can't think to somebody else. You're always going to think to yourself.
Well, that's true.
And that's why you can't sleep. Stupid stuff like that.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
There's a new drug trend on the rise in colleges, and you might have heard about this if you've got kids. Whippets. Whippets are back in a big way. Real big.
Oh, no.
Less drinking, less smoking weed for college kids, but more whippets. I don't know if that's a good trend. I think if you got to dabble, maybe try a beer or something. I mean, that's terrible.
Aren't whippets the gateway to huffing?
I think so. I mean, because a whippet is huffed.
Yeah.
So if you get comfortable with that, I could see the leap that, yo, you let me huff this.
What
thing.
Are you huffing with a whippet?
It's a nitrous oxide.
Oh.
And so it's like the gas that propels things in cans. So like whipped cream, I think, is nitrous oxide.
Mm. Yeah. But, so you press the little button on the whipped cream can and Regan's
I don't know if you want to give detailed instructions on how to do it, but.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that there's a gas that comes out of it before the whipped cream does, like a little burst.
I do put whipped cream just straight in my mouth, so when the can's done, it comes. So am I whip? I'm doing whippets.
Oh, you're just doing fatties. You're doing fatties.
Is it the same when I just tilt it up and pour it in my mouth and right there in the fridge? Am I doing drugs?
I'm crying.
Goodness.
I'm not embarrassed to tell you that I do. I just put it straight in my mouth. If I want just a little treat, I'm the only one in my house that eats it, so I feel like it's okay.
You know, as my wife has grown fond of saying, that's some 1,000-pound sister's ass right there.
You're not kidding.
I guess I didn't mean to tell y'all that.
A lot of people do that. And there's not much, there are not many calories in a little bit of whipped cream.
That's where it all started. Crying.
That's an inner thought. But, you know?
Maybe I mean, don't say that out loud.
But, you know, add that to the list, Riggins.
Of, yeah, yeah, just,
yeah.
Just crying.
I'm crying. Just, like,
unladylike things that Lindsay does.
Yeah. Just picture, yeah, midnight, just stand in the glow of the refrigerator light, just head back.
And I picture in old school curlers and, you know, long flowing nightgown thing like an old lady would wear.
Dirty slippers. Mm.
Do you picture one hand with a Slim Jim?
And yeah, I mean, it's like, well, now I need something salty. Yes.
Slim Jim with a whipped cream chaser.
Yeah.
Holy
It's salty
cow.
And sweet.
What a scene. What a scene.
All right. Well, I'll keep that to myself.
Yeah. Today's National Booch Day. National Booch Day. That's shortened for kombucha. So I don't like kombucha. It tastes like vinegar to me.
Yeah.
Very sour. It's fermented tea. But a lot of people tout the probiotic factor of it. So it's good for your gut health.
Yeah.
You know? Gut health. Yeah. Big. Big word.
You can get that in a, you know, gut health stuff in a capsule, and you don't have to deal with the booch.
I'm sure you can.
Gut health.
that gets thrown around a lot in the last couple months. Like,
you know, part of the downfall of proper decorum. You know, just all of a sudden, everybody calls it their gut. It used to be gut was what people called it in biker bars.
And then Walmart trending today because they introduced their new logo after 20 years. Right. And people are saying,
shocking.
Doesn't look a lot different.
It's terrible.
And the word Walmart is a little more bold font. Yeah. But the little star thing is they moved them a little closer together, I think, and brightened it up.
Very, very subtle change.
Very intellectual there.
Somebody's getting paid a lot of money to do that. Just remember that when you go to work today. So there's a crazy story out of Vancouver, Washington, in a hospital, and I can't wait to share it with you next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you ever heard somebody say, I can't go visit them in the hospital. I hate hospitals.
Yes, all the time.
People say that, and not ironically. It's like, well,
who likes a hospital? Yeah.
Who likes going in a hospital? That's not really why. It's not a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be a sort of a fun, uplifting. You're going to visit somebody that you love.
And it's selfish.
And it is kind of selfish, especially if it's a family or someone close to you.
But you don't understand, Riggins. I hate hospitals.
Yeah, right.
That's the way they'll say it. But I hate hospitals. Okay.
Like you don't get it.
It's just like people saying, you don't understand. I love to eat.
Yeah, right.
Everybody loves to eat.
Yeah.
Wow. Groundbreaking news.
Yeah. Right.
But this makes me hate hospitals even more. Just this one specifically in Vancouver, Washington. Perse Health Southwest Medical Center is in a bit of hot water. A guy named David Wells back in 2021 chokes on a piece of steak and ends up in the hospital. He stops breathing. He's now on life support. His roommate, Michael Beeler, was also in the hospital, and they call Michael Beeler's sister and say, hey, his brain has stopped working. He's lost all brain function, thinking that it's not the other guy. And they say, we need you to make the decision to pull the plug on him. And she says, okay. They pull the plug on David Wells, the guy who is what they called brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, Michael Beeler calls his sister and says, hey, what's up? And she goes, oh my God, I thought you were dead.
What?
2 days later. This is not a joke. It's not a joke. It's not hyperbole.
It's, I'm serious.
Now, Michael Beeler, the guy who's still living, his sister and the son of the guy who was actually taken off life support are suing the hospital for unspecified amount of damages for trauma. But the guy was on life support, but so there wasn't, no one was killed, so to speak.
What's the damage other than sadness and shock?
Horrifying and revelations.
What kind of price tag do you put on that?
I feel like a big one, though.
I don't know.
To me,
they deserve something.
Super unfortunate mistake, but your loved one is still alive. And
this is a dumb question, but if you're on life support, is there a chance?
I don't know.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I guess.
But they know what the chances are. Sometimes they put you on a ventilator. It's called a ventilator. Mm-hmm. You know, it's what we call it in the medical world. Yeah. And they put you on ventilator sometimes to aid you just until something else can happen, like swelling of the brain goes down or okay. things like that. But it must have been, you know, about to be lights out for this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Or they wouldn't be calling asking if you want to, you know, unplug him. So what kind of case does the sister have?
It's just it was traumatic.
Yeah.
And that would be my question. They call you out of the blue. Your brother's just in the hospital, and all of a sudden they call you and say, hey, do you want to take him off life support? You're going to be like, well, when did this escalate that I didn't know about?
You don't have questions or want to go to the hospital and see him. Like
He's in there for, you know, kidney stones, and then all of a sudden he's on life support.
Right.
I think maybe the family of the deceased may have a case, but I don't see where the sister has a case at all.
Agreed.
Yeah, I don't
Trump,
know.
I mean, how much do you put on that? And why did she wait a couple of days to hear from her brother? Why didn't she go to the hospital and find out what needs to be done? What do we do next?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
he just let me go help mama and them.
Yeah, right. But he just calls her, like, from the hospital. <You're> like, her quote was, I thought you were dead.
Everybody did.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, another sign of the times here. Businesses are finding out that the Gen Z employees are so inept at communicating with people that it's causing problems within the workplace because a lot of their Gen Z employees are so uncomfortable speaking to a person, even when they're working side by side. So they will text things as simple as, can you hand me that pen right there? Will you let me borrow your pen? Because they say it's just so much easier to text it than to speak.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier.
They don't deserve a job.
Right. Yeah, and that's what they use, quote unquote, more convenient to just sit there and text someone across the room or right next to you even. Now, I get there is a time and a place to text someone that's right next to you in mixed company, and that's if you're trying to talk crap about somebody else in the room.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Now, that's always productive in the workplace.
Yeah, sure.
But just to keep from having to speak to them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then they're saying that the person who's receiving the text is relieved.
Oh, really?
Because they don't have to respond back verbally.
That person's also a Gen Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Gen Z.
Yeah. If a Gen Z employee texted me, hey, can you pass me that piece of paper? I'd be like, what, are you crazy?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
So it says 74% overall admitted they struggle to make conversation with coworkers when they run into them in the office or the kitchen. Or the air, or the elevator. Well, I mean, that's just part of life.
It's life.
Yeah. You know, we used to run into a guy at the radio station we worked. We would run into a guy named Marty all the time. He worked in the sales department. And one of the most interesting conversations we've ever had came from that, where he was running around looking for another plunger because he broke the handle off of the one we had in the toilet because he was using the wrong end of it to try to unstop.
Yeah.
What a weird
using the handle. It's always a good call.
Right. Yeah. He didn't use the business end. He was walking around with the business end in his hand. You're like, I need another.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thing broke. You're like, dang, Marty.
Marty.
Watch. See, you just miss valuable things like that you can have for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good content.
One of the most dear people that we've ever worked with, his name's Dave. See him in the hall. If you saw him 10 times, hey, Dave. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Living the dream.
Same. That's what he said.
Love him. So get with it, Gen Z.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I've always been one to point out things that you need to have that make you an adult. You know, like I always say that. You need one or two ice chests / coolers to be an adult.
Yeah.
A barbecue grill of your own makes you an adult. If you're a guy, you need to have at least one real watch. It doesn't have to be expensive, but a real watch. Not an Apple Watch or anything like looking at time on your phone. You need a man's watch. Or you're just basically a demonic child. But this lady has a couple of things to show that you're a real adult in her world. And I would like to thank her from the bottom of my heart for not using the term adulting. She just said, you know, you're a real adult, which is good.
There are two people in this world that I feel like have their together. Let me explain. The first is someone that will wash clothes, fold clothes, and then put them away all in the same day. I ain't fucking with you. You have your shit together. You're like a professional grown up. Number two is a person that will go get groceries, go fully grocery shopping, come home, put the groceries away, and then cook. Professional adult right there. I.
So true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Lindsay, do you ever live out of your clothes basket when the laundry's done and clean?
A lot. And it's only my clothes because I'm doing everyone's laundry. And by the time I even get to I barely even do my own laundry at this point. Mine. Because I'm doing everyone else's.
Wow. That's disappointing.
I do. Now, not for long. Let's not get, because you see my closet. It's tidy. Yeah. But there have been times. Yeah. Have been times.
And you wear nice stuff. So you have a lot of nice clothes.
Yeah.
It needs to be hanged.
Yeah. That's sure. What I thought. That is surprising.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't do it right. I don't have time to do my laundry and put it away right every time.
Yeah.
But it's not much.
So you and Rob have that in common. Rob lives out of the clean clothes basket.
But how long does Rob live out of the clean
clothes basket? Doesn't matter. Y'all are still, if anybody says, do you put the clothes away right away or do you get clean clothes out of the basket when you need to wear them? Well, you and Rob raise your hand.
Well, then put me in Rob's category because, listen, I'm doing is Rob doing everyone's laundry?
Yeah, well, that's what moms are supposed to be doing, everyone's laundry.
It's just
laundry.
A lot of laundry.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Sorry, Riggins. He's eating a garlic pretzel twist over there.
They're so delicious.
The thing fired off his little intro.
I said, no.
Before he was ready.
Too late.
Yeah, I didn't do it. It went on its own. It's got a mind of its own. Yeah.
Excuse me. Diddy's lawyer say that the freak-offs that he was hosting were all consensual. So, listen, you can toss out all that other stuff. Everybody was in it.
Oh.
Everybody was into it. Mm. So,
well, if he said.
You really got no case here.
Yeah.
So, that's what Diddy's lawyer is saying. I think they're trying to throw out anything to make sway public opinion because right now the whole world is against Diddy. There's no one. No one has come out and been like, you know what? Or maybe there have been a couple. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them either.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah,
and some of the people that they're talking about, though, that will be incriminated in all this, it's just hard to believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
They've even attached Cassie, his ex-girlfriend that he was on camera beating up in a hotel, hallway and throwing a vase at her and kicking her while she was down. They said, she watched those videos, too. She watched those freak-off videos and trying to throw her into it. It's like, that woman's been through enough.
Yeah.
Living that life with Diddy. So, and, I don't know. It's just so seedy and awful. And
also
gross.
Getting beat up by Diddy is kind of like, I could take Diddy. You know what I mean? Oh,
you can fight him off?
That little guy? Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Is he little?
I don't know.
He appears little to me. Maybe just standing next to Biggie in that one video. Yeah, right. He looks small.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Reese's has a new candy out on store shelves. It is Reese's Red Velvet. And I'd
try that.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I bet it doesn't taste any different.
That was kind of my question. Yeah. TJ always points out the difference between red velvet cake and chocolate cake is red food dye. So what's the point of a red velvet Reese's?
Yeah, red food dye and I think buttermilk.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, this appeals to the women, like you always say, the red belt. So the women are going to buy this up, whether it tastes different or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to try it.
Sure.
Okay. It's red and just in time for Valentine's. Yeah. So of course, I'm going to try it.
It may have some sort of a cream cheese flavoring in it, though.
Yeah.
To make it taste like the cream cheese icing that goes on the red velvet cake.
Mm-hmm,
speaking of that, Lindsay, did you bring us our cakes?
I did not get around to going to that, but.
Well, maybe we'll get into that later.
But I will.
Lindsay promised us cakes today.
I did.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Instead, I brought y'all beefsteaks.
We've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Today is National Bagel Day, or as TJ calls them,
Jewish biscuits.
Jewish biscuits. I thought that's what it was. I had to second guess myself.
Never heard that.
Yeah. Did you make that ever?
My brother did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
That is funny.
But speaking of TJ, a couple weeks ago, TJ's daughter made bagels.
What?
She made homemade bagels.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not known for her expertise in the kitchen, but making a bagel is not even like making a loaf of bread. It's a lot of work that goes into it.
Yeah. She has come into her own in her young adult years, because when she was young, she just didn't eat anything. She was so picky. But now she's broadened her palate.
Yeah.
Now she wants to cook all these things. And yeah, I'm proud of her. She's really good.
It's really crazy. Good.
Amazing.
So I forget how it happened, but she ended up texting me the recipe for these bagels that she made. Mm-hmm. And it was like two ingredients. It was flour and cottage cheese. And I thought, wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's not the bagel I was picturing in my head, but she said they're very good, and I'm going to try it.
Healthy bagel?
Maybe it's like a healthier bagel.
She's also into all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but good for her. I just never heard of that. But I know a lot of people that have never had a bagel before. Isn't that kind of weird? Like, to have never tried one?
No. A lot of Southern people wouldn't even
have never.
No,
really, they would pick a biscuit or something.
Right, or they don't even have access to a bagel shop in some rural Southern areas and all that. They may have Thomas's bagels at the grocery store or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's all we had growing up. You'd get the refrigerated Thomas's, or I think that's what they were, Thomas's.
And they're delicious.
Yeah, I like those better than homemade bagels, because they're softer, easier on my TMJ.
Preach.
You know, I can't eat them because I'm a TMJ. Is there a common food that you've never had before, Lindsay?
No.
You've pretty much tried everything.
Yes.
You'll do anything.
I'll do anything.
We'll just threw this up on social media, at TJ Riggins Show. Bananas comes up more than once.
Mm.
Now, I think bananas are overrated in the fruit world,
yeah.
But still, to have never had a banana is kind of weird.
I love them.
I do too.
Guacamole comes up a lot. Liver mush, even though I live in the South. I don't think that's
not
that
a common
odd.
Thing. That's a Southeastern thing, because we didn't have that in the Deep South.
And I know a lot of people that grew up in the Southeast that have still never tried it, because it's a little intimidating. The words liver and mush, it doesn't, wet your appetite like some of the foods do. Sushi comes up. Anchovies. My grandfather was an anchovies on pizza guy, so whenever he would come over, we had to order three pizzas, one for him with just anchovies, because he insisted on it.
Well, I've never had anchovies.
Have you had a Caesar salad?
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it taste like a Caesar's dressing, is the anchovies.
That's right. Yeah. I've never had like a...
On a pizza or...
Yeah. I mean, I don't find that common, though. I don't know.
Slurping them down.
Yeah.
Like dang Ninja Turtle or something.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.